Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you for tuning in to Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm Randy Bushover. The program highlights local businesses and services in the region. If there's a local business or service you'd like to hear from, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. Joined by Evan Casey and Colin Casey with Great Lakes Environmental and Safety Consultants. Evan is president and CEO. His son, Colin, is the vice president. And Evan, start with you. How long have you guys been in operation?
We just hit 25 years.
Oh, and for those who probably have just heard about you guys for the first time, hopefully not, what is it that you do?
We help companies comply with OSHA and EPA regulations and insurance carriers and property transactional people vet and cover all the bases.
Sure. And why did you come about having an interest in this whole safety and environment as a job, basically?
Well, I had been working for a radiation safety company out of school, and that was very interesting. Traveled around the country and had to get back to Buffalo, but primarily was, you know, to help people and to actually help companies comply with environmental and safety regulations.
And Colin, obviously you could have gone any number of ways, I would imagine, but decided to stay with the company. So what was that decision process like for you?
Well, for most of my 20s, I was in school, but between classes or over summers, I helped out at Great Lakes in a radiation safety capacity, also in some construction safety and some training here and there. But between school at UB and working at Great Lakes, I ended up in the legal environment for a couple of years locally, working mostly in commercial real estate development, and got a call a couple of years ago from my father saying, hey, I need your help. And after stewing over it for about 6 months, jumped on board, and it's been a good 3 years so far, and looking forward to a few more.
Oh, very cool. Now, Evan, getting back to the whole idea of the regulatory aspect of things, I guess it's kind of self-evident to you and to the people that you work with, but like the listener at home, why is it important to have safety regulations in place for what it is that you do?
Well, the safety world has evolved quite a bit since I started the business. It used to be very regulatory-driven. And instead, now it seems to be more on the forefront of how companies operate, as some of their bigger customers can demand it from them, as well as from an insurance perspective, the legal aspects of workers' compensation is something that drives it as well.
And when you actually work with a company, how does that back and forth go? Is it it's kind of in the name, you're consulting with them, but what sort of things do you talk about or do you bring to their attention? Because I'm assuming they don't know everything they need to know.
Yeah, oftentimes we work for a company that doesn't have the capacity for a full-time environmental health and safety person, so we fill that role for them. They don't have necessarily the volume or the room for somebody on their payroll, let's say, and we come in as a far better team approach and certainly more economical to have it outsourced and bring in our folks to do everything, because you can't find one person to do what our entire crew can do for them.
Sure. And how many people are employed at the business?
We have 10.
10. Okay. And they all pretty much the same role?
No, there's quite a cross-pollination that we do to keep everybody current with the demands that come along our way. If we can't be shorthanded on one thing and then all piled up on another. So we have environmental people that are super strong in those areas, and then we have safety people that are super strong in those areas, and then there's that kind of hybrid approach that we have as well.
It's always very good because you want the employees to be a little flexible, I would imagine, especially in what you guys do.
Right.
We like to think we have a lot of utility infielders that we can plug in any position at any given time.
That's, yeah, very good. Now, we touched on this, father and son. And what has that been like, that dynamic working together?
So far, so good.
Well, I feel like I've been working for my father for 33 years, only officially getting a paycheck for the last three.
Right, which is a definite benefit as opposed to an allowance or something, right?
Right.
I'm guessing that allowance now that you get is a little bit steeper.
There's some benefits involved.
For sure. And in the areas which you, I'm guessing, that sometimes disagree on, how do you work those disagreements out?
There haven't been a whole bunch of them, but oftentimes I defer to Colin. He's got a way of working with people in a more, let's say, millennial-friendly way. And, you know, he relies on me for when we're dealing with, let's say, people of, I hate to say, but my generation compared to his generation. So it's a good tag team.
Yeah, I was going to say that is an interesting perspective that you bring out, because there is something to be said for people like yourself who have been involved in this for a number of years, and then bringing on someone younger, and there really is a different mindset. We find that sometimes here in the newsroom as well. So it speaks to what you guys are able to accomplish. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN, speaking with Evan Casey and Colin Casey. Evan, the president, CEO, Colin, the vice president, with Great Lakes Environmental and Safety Consultants. And in terms of the work that you have done here in Western New York, some of the new build and renovation projects that you've had to deal with, there have to be a couple of interesting things that jump out to you.
There sure are. Oftentimes we don't work necessarily for the owner. We might work for a contractor it could be the drywall contractor, it could be the flooring contractor, it could be the electrical contractor, the plumbing, even a roofing contractor, or the demo. So we come into different projects in so many different ways around Western New York.
Now, speak to those, because I'm thinking, in my head, I'm thinking from an environmental aspect, something as simple as, well, maybe not as simple, but asbestos removal, something like that would be a possible thing that you would work with?
That's about the only thing that we do not do.
Ah, so I happen to hit on the one thing you don't do. Well, what are some of the other things then that you work with on these projects?
Well, for example, it's not always just new construction of a building necessarily. We do a lot of road construction, heavy highway construction, everything from the 90 to local municipal utilities being installed. And anytime you put a shovel in the ground, especially in Erie and Niagara County, you're bound to run into some dirty dirt every once in a while. So our cross training has helped us to shift into the environmental role very quickly for these guys. Not only are we out there making sure that the cones are in the right place in the road, but we're making sure that petroleum or other chemical saturated soil gets disposed of properly.
And places like downtown Buffalo, there's certainly been a lot of growth in that corridor. Have you had any involvement in some of the projects down there?
We do, and we look forward to having roles, again, for various contractors, whether they are demolishing a building or they are improving the insides, or, for instance, the Harbor Center. We were brought in by an outside, out-of-state contractor doing the exterior of the building, and we provided a full-time safety guy for that job.
And what kind of safety work? Are you talking like guys up on the lattice work outside putting on the outsides of the buildings, or just working on the insides of the buildings? Both?
Both. And we'll put somebody on that project who is qualified to identify hazards and communicate with the workers in a diplomatic way to make sure that they go home safely.
And so much of safety is coordinating between one contractor and the next and the owner. Sometimes you could go back to your client and say, you know, we've identified some deficiencies with this contractor. And they say, okay, you have to go work that out with the owner. And there's a human element that's way beyond any sort of regulation.
And also I'm thinking logistics too, because for instance, you've got an electrician and a plumber maybe working side by side or in conjunction with a certain aspect of a project. Electricity and water don't mix, so you've got to make sure that these guys are doing what they're supposed to do properly so that those kinds of things don't happen. Correct?
Right. One might be generating a bunch of dust. The other one could be generating a bunch of noise, and you need to protect the workers on both. So in those cases, we would go to the general contractor to organize and be responsible for the various trades and maybe build a batting order into the process, even though things are usually kind of in a hurry or a fast track. Oftentimes we can get in there and pitch the need for safer controls.
And we can be most effective at the forefront, prevention through design and planning, as opposed to, hey, I need you out here in 10 minutes. This is happening. I would have rather been at the table 6 months ago.
Sure. For those companies that decide proactively to obtain your services, what kind of payback do they get on that investment?
Well, the ultimate thing that they save on most is something that nobody sees, and that's, well, maybe everybody came to work in one piece, went home in one piece every day, and that's not very measurable. But monetarily, over the long run, they will realize that they've got fewer injuries and also maybe a lot less regulatory impact on the bottom line for them when it comes to compliance and violations and penalties.
And I'm going to take a wild guess here that 25 years will play into your answer to this. As far as safety and environmental firms in the area, there are a number of them, but what sets you apart?
We pride ourselves on being able to be in many places at once. There are a lot of smaller operations, one- and two-man shows that can be maybe one person in Niagara Falls and one person in Jamestown at a time, but we have someone in Rochester, Niagara Falls, Jamestown, and Binghamton all on the same day and everywhere in between. Just being able to cover that, not just Western New York, but across all of upstate New York, is a strategic advantage for us, and the skill set that we've built into our employees really helps us to help customers far and wide.
Yeah, I'm just going to say that's pretty impressive territory to be covering, because that's literally half the state.
I'll be in Varysburg in about 2 hours. Colin's going to be in Niagara Falls. We have people in Tonawanda. We have people in Jamestown. We have people in Rochester today. We're all over the place.
Not to mention the night shift, which is basically another planet.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm kind of aware of that. Been there. Now, if people want to contact you at Great Lakes Environmental and Safety Consultants, what would be the best way? Internet, phone, both?
Both. We have a great website, greatlakesenvironmental.com, and our phone number is 827-0700.
Perfect. Anything else that you wanted to add that you think that people need to know about the company?
I would just encourage anyone considering safety or environmental services to, again, plan ahead of time. We're always happy to answer the phone call if something does go awry, but we can make it much, much more cost-effective and effective from a safety perspective ahead of time.
Yeah, and safety, it's in the name, and it's one of the most important aspects of what you guys do.
It's pretty hard to argue with safety.
Absolutely. Well, we'll leave it right there because that's the perfect thing to keep in mind for people. Thank you both for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Randy.
From Great Lakes Environmental and Safety Consultants, Evan Casey is President and CEO, Colin Casey is Vice President, and this is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.